Today we'll be Ezra Shemidon Daf Yud Zayin of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learn about include the Mishnah's halacha of Nechta Balayla V'Nechta Meyayim Kasher. If the get was written and dated at night, but signed on the next day, the get is valid because halachically it's the same day. The machlekes regarding Nechta Bayayim V'Nechta Balayla. If the get was written and dated during the day, but signed only at night, which is halachically the next day, is the get kasher or not? The machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish regarding Mimnei Ma Tiknu Zman Begitin. For what reason did the Chacham initiate that the date must be included in the get, and therefore a get muktim is possible? Rabbi Yechanan Amar Mishum Bas Achoisei. Rabbi Yechanan says that the Chachamim initiated Zman out of concern of a person married to his niece, and that if she was Mizana, he will attempt to save her from Misa by giving her a get and claim that they were already divorced at the time of the Znus. But now that the get must have a date, it will be clear that the Znus preceded the get. Rish Lakish Amar Mishum Peiris. Rish Lakish says that the Chacham initiated Zman to preserve the wife's profits. Since the husband owns the produce of the wife's property, he will continue to sell the produce even after they divorce and claim that these were his Peiris because they were sold while they were still married. But now that a get must have a Zman, the get is proof that these were her Peiris because the get precedes the sale of the Peiris. The Gemara then explains the machlokes of the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon according to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish respectively.